Well, my thought was, when Tink was standing up, and you can tell she's excited and happy over what's been done for her. And I think we all ought to be able to stand up and be excited for what the Lord has done for each and every one of us from the depths of hell. We should jump up and praise Him like all of us should. Sometimes I don't want to sound critical, but sometimes. Now, is that the truth? And I don't jump up on those mornings when nobody does. I don't jump up just because somebody else don't. Because Satan will say, "Now, James, you're just standing up to show off in front of everybody." I'm not. I'm proclaiming what the Lord has done for me. It took 10 years for what He brought me through and brought me in. Like, you can see the countenance, as she said, on the Tank. I can feel it, okay, what He's done for me. And He done that for each and every one of you that's been saved here. We got a testimony. We got a right and a reason to stand up and praise. Man, I got excited when I was working on that in there. I just sat back once and held my hands in the air. That's for me. That sermon is for me. I thought a lot about Dave. I was thinking, well, I wonder if Dave gets excited like this, knowing that this is just for him. I didn't mean that for just for me, but He sends it to us to send out. But you know, when you get it, because it's for you. He don't send me a sermon for Sean. He said, if you preach that Sean tonight, you tell him he's blah, blah, blah. No, he gives a topic to us. You know, I sit there in the chair and I would praise the Lord just 2 hours ago thinking, oh man, it's exciting. It really is. And I thought I'd messed it up, of course. So don't think that this is my fault. Mine's not pink. Okay. As the service started, because 2 weeks now, it's usually about 2 weeks, the Lord will give me a topic. And when at times I get it all bundled up because I try to write down and work on it and work on it. Now I cut back on that, I just let Him feed me and feed me. Because if I start 2 weeks, But that song "When the Roll" was called up yonder. I told her, I said, that word "called" is huge in the sermon tonight and what the Lord has given me. Cell phones. Everybody's got these things, right? Everybody does. I got one. I'm really ignorant. Don't know much about it. But I figured out a while back, like, somebody's called me that many times, 570 or whatever, you know? And I don't use it very much. So I think about those folks that get calls all the time. How many would you have on there? You know, does it tilt? Does it explode when you hit a certain number? I don't know. And if there's a title to this, it's "Receive." Thinking about caller ID. You know, now I remember as a little boy, phone would ring, and there'd be four kids running to that phone. And, "Hello, who is this?" That's what we'd say. My mom would just warp. You know, you don't answer the phone like this. "Who is that?" "Well, that's Sean. I don't want to talk to him now." "He frightened up my truck fixing to cost $500. I don't want to talk about that." Or, I wonder who that could be. That's Rodney. Well, I don't really do that, Rodney. But I'll just call him later. I don't want to talk to him right now. Blah, 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 blah. You know, so there. Is that rude? Could be. So then that brought me, that was just the prop right there. That brought me God's cause. That's to the point of what He's given me for the place I'll be is in 2 Peter 3:9, and I'm going to take a word of get a word of prayer. Dear great God in heaven, Lord, I praise You right now. I thank You, Lord, for the love and the mercy that You've bestowed upon us, Lord. I thank You, Lord, for the moving of the Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank You, Lord, for the goodness that You have. I just praise You right now, Lord, freely among us, Lord, that Your word will be received. I praise You. I thank You, Lord. And again, I ask for Your forgiveness where I fail You. These favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. God's call to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. So I'm back to this again. God's calling. This is just representation. God's calling me, and we know how God calls us. We feel Him in our spirit, whether you choose, just hanging on. God's calling them to repentance. And now we look, and he calls many, many times. And we know when He's calling us. Sometimes we're looking at that, oh God, you calling me again? What are you calling me for, you know? Well, He's calling you to... The next one is the call to salvation. The call to salvation. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me. And He keeps calling. And He'll keep calling. The Bible promises one call. But He called me many times. He's called, you know, if everybody fessed up, He's called you many times. Another one is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of this, and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which is given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Not a one of us in here was worth His call.
He loves us.
Man, we need to shout for that, folks. I can't emphasize that enough. That loves us in spite of us. As bad of a people as we are, as bad as a person Jamie can be. I'll speak of myself. Okay? You speak to yourself. I'll speak of myself. I know how bad I am, how bad I was, how bad I'll continue to be. But through the grace of God that loved me in spite of me, He saved me. He called me with a holy calling to salvation. And those that are saved, you know that holy calling that you had. Those who are not saved, you know that calling if He's called you before and you've rejected it. But He'll call again. He'll keep calling. He promises one. Okay, the calling to service. Now here's a good one. Okay, and I think a lot about the different, I'm just going to say jobs, different callings, different ministries. Just in the local church, you know, the person that keeps the place looking clean and all this, we take that for granted. That is a great calling. Okay? Whatever, but it's all equal. In God's eyes, every job is the same. Okay? We emphasize our pastor, and he has a big job. He's got a big God. But all of our jobs, and it's what we're willing to put into that ministry. That's what He's after. He wants our hearts. Put your heart in the Word. It's all important to you. Ephesians 4, 1 through 12. That's to service. Ephesians 4, 1 through 12. Now, I was going to try to break that down, but it needed every scripture of the Lord. Beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Okay, this is Paul. This is where ye are called. With all low endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit. Even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift. Up on high, He led, He ascended. What is it but that He also descended first in the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that He might fill all things. And He gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Okay, every person that comes to salvation is in the body of Christ. Okay, we're the local body, but we are part of the great big body of the body of Christ. Okay, the head is obviously Christ. Are you an arm? Are you a finger? Are you a foot? Are you a heart? Pray every one of them, and every one of them is equally important. I can't emphasize that enough. Everyone, piano player. I think about the piano player. How often do we take the piano player for granted till we don't have one here? You know, yeah, sometimes. But I think, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and it's a noise, okay? But I, for one, know that I'm not. I depend on the ones beside me to drown me out. But it's from the heart, folks. It's from the heart. But there again, that's how important the piano player is. The Sunday school teachers. Our children, you'll send your little children down there. Are you hoping they're going to teach? Yeah. So that's how important it's your job. Play practice director. You'd knock a lot of us out sometimes, you know. You should, but that's a great ministry right there. Singing. Ryan's singing ministry. Yeah, and all of you, you know, I can stand here and point out, but every single one of you, as Grandpa Charlie would say, as a ministry. Every one of you. Praise the Lord for you. You're an encouragement. You're an encouragement. Okay? I hope you got the point of that. Everything is important. Ask yourself, what is yours? Now here's the one that really got me to shouting in my chair. We're to be called the sons of God. And not to be unpolitically correct, ladies, you are a son of God. Okay? I started to change that, but that's the way it is in the Word. And God knew exactly what He was saying when He said it. And you need to know that you are a son of God. That's not a... And that's the one that got me to... This worthless old body right here. Worthless. Worthless, worthless. And God chose me to be one of His sons. He gave me the opportunity to call me a son of God. John 1:12. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power that believe on His name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Okay, we are a son of God. You can't get no better than that. You cannot. That's as good as it can get for a human person. Well, they say was made a little lower than the angels, but we can reach the pinnacle. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are the son of God. Hallelujah to that. Now, that excited me. Somebody say praise the Lord. Are you thankful for that? It's the opportunity for that. And if you're not that, join in. You can be. Accept right now. Be called the Son of God. 1 John 3:1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Now that is what it is right there. Okay. Now the final call. You won't be able to look at that and say, well, God's calling for the last time. I'll talk to Him later. No, you will not have the opportunity to do that again. You're here this evening. You're not ready to take that final call, because I'm ready. I'm ready. If you're here tonight and you're not ready for that final call, I invite you. Luke chapter 16, verse 22 says, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried. Just made a little note. Final calls are sent out somebody every minute, probably maybe even multiple. And everybody knows when I say final call, that is death. And that is the final call. Are you ready to accept that final call this evening?
When that final call, judge people by the firefighters,
Well, you mentioned that, and God run that through my head. I've done, I don't know, 3 or 4 funerals here in the last few months. And I think about that final call. And Grandpa Charlie, the night that dad got killed, that he said, "I'm sorry to you boys, that's just part of life." And that was that final call. And during them funerals, I've used that every time, because it's blunt and it's to the point. And I don't mean to be harsh, because I want to honor that person's life, but I want to go that body over there, as Jacob said, that's just the shell. Okay. So yeah, I know what you mean. I can't imagine. I've been saved so far. Never done one yet that for a lost person. But those folks in the congregation, that opens your eyes when you look up there. Somebody in this room, one of us will get our final call next. And that's just the way it is. And that's humbling. But if you're a Christian, that's exciting. If you're a Christian, you're going on to the glory of the Lord. That's the ultimate goal. That, yeah. Out for and praising the Lord for, that we don't have to fear death. Death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? Jesus took care of that. If you don't know Jesus here tonight, let him go to bat for you. Let him take that for you. As they come get, I invite you to think about that. What's your calling in a ministry? Is God, praise the Lord.